So we are going to change the chaos factor up to a 6 because that did not work out too well. All right, now we've got a new thread, and that is fix the radio. All right, so now let's roll 3. So we've got an altered scene in front of us. Let's get to the altered scene pages. Okay, scene adjustment. D10, it's a 3. Reduce, remove an activity. Okay, so I'm gonna try something here. That was the wrong dice to roll. Okay. Huh. Okay. All right. How would this work? So it was rolled. So I've got an altered scene. What I rolled on the testing the expected scene and then the scene adjustment table means reduce an activity, which usually means make some task a little bit easier, right? Or, you know, wildfire calms down or the alarm didn't alert anyone, shit like that. But of course, they're trying to repair something. So how would that reduce? Well, I just also rolled on the threads list, and the one that hit was finding out about the magical crystal. So, Jakim's sitting there looking at this thing. He's like, I mean, what kind of electrician could we possibly, I don't know, maybe we just go find, like, the nearest town. Maybe they got an operator or something. Then, you know, as Keith just kind of looks over, she goes, Tani has a question. Oh, yeah? What is it? She goes, do you think the crystal might help with this? He goes, what the fuck are you talking about? Crystal's magical. This is electrical. She goes, yeah, but there's something about it. I'd like to try. I'd like to try what? Wave a magic crystal around a giant tower and see if it aligns chakras or something? She goes, no, I mean, you know enough about these things that maybe you can try to repair it, right? He goes, if it could be repaired, but I can't do it. She goes, well, just point me in the right direction. What needs to be fixed? He goes, pops open the panel. He goes, best as I can tell, there's a power relay or something that comes up this way, and that's what keeps this thing going. Power's got to come from somewhere. Looks like there's solar panels towards the top. Probably not too much, but it's enough to keep the radio going. She goes, well, what if this thing can channel power? What are you going to do, just slap it in? Well, why not? He kind of looks and he goes, I mean, outside of the fact that you might electrocute yourself. You know what? Fucking knock yourself out. She's like, well, I need your help. You can't just check out of this one. He goes, I'm not checking out. I'm not even close to the point where I could start getting a little high. But, all right, fuck it. Come on, show me. How does this work? I'm going to give him a repair roll now for this. Oh. Damn, Yakim. Okay. He starts going through and he goes, well, it's fucking stupid shape, stupid design, but it'll fit right here. And it looks like from here, we just have to kind of move this cable aside. There's no power coming to it, so it's going to be inert. And as he touches it, there's suddenly a spark. He's like, oh, shit. No, that wasn't inert. And I'm awake. Takes the crystal and just, all right, well, here fucking goes. And so now I'm going to give it a fate chart question. I'm going to say it's, I don't know, 50-50 that this crystal can actually repair the transmitter. So that's 65 or below. And 43. Oh, shit. So as they slam this crystal in, he takes the screwdriver that he was using and just starts bumping it into the spot. The crystal itself begins to hum just slightly. There's a sound of electrical resistance, a whining, just a high pitch. And suddenly there's a boom. He goes, oh fuck. Okay. Well, I mean, that works, I think. I don't know, as far as I know, we probably just, like, opened a rift or summoned a demon or something, but the light, green lights are coming back on. And looks up at it and goes, well, fuck me, we might be able to transmit right now. Here, come on. And he goes back to the car, pulls it up closer, and then from the driver's side, he runs a really long cable out, connects to the underdash radio that he's been using. And he looks around, finds a port, and plugs it in. There's a loud squawking on his radio in the car. They both turn around to look at it through the open window. Just... He goes, well, fuck me. And then runs back to the car, jumps in the driver's side door open with a propped up boot just to kind of keep it from slamming closed on his leg. And as he leans in, grabs the radio transmitter and goes, you came to JAL base. Come in. And there's silence. Go ahead and transmit. All right. This is for Julian, Baker Bravo, and we got to make sure this gets back to him as soon as possible. So stamp on it, get one of the phaetons to run it over. He goes, transmit, what is your message? I have a coalition recon and force battalion located at following coordinates. We count 10 CSGs, 16 SBs, 3 DBs, 2 PSs, and 1 UAR-1. I'm sorry, Yakim Breaker, Baker Bravo. You said you have a coalition recon and force stationed outside your location right now. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Confirmed. We will send message back on this. Wait there. And so, this Keith kind of looks over. It's like, so we wait? He goes, yeah. Let's kick our heels up and wait. Next couple hours go by. Let's see. Does the message get back to Julian fast enough? I'll say likely, given the contents, 43. Within 1 hour, suddenly there's another squawk. Now Yakim runs back. This is Yakim, Baker Bravo. Go ahead. He goes, message received. Julian the First, request confirmation. And let's see something here. Let's look to see if we can have a table that might help with what would Julian want him to do? If I remember correctly, there is character traits and flaws, character identity, motivation, skills, personality. I am looking for kind of like a character actions page. I could have sworn that I'd seen one that was characters, Cameron's descriptions, conversations, character actions, general. Okay. So 22, control, 34, excited control. Julian the First has agreed that we need to control the situation as best as possible. He is asking you to maintain local sight, keep trail, report back. We're going to intercept with a force of our own. Confirmed. And then Yakim just goes, fuck, I want her to come back. Alright. He breaks. He's like, this is Yakim, confirmed. We will keep distance, keep monitor, and wait. Very good. Yakim just kind of bows his head and he's like, fuck. Alright. Well, we got to keep an eye on these things now. She goes, well, how exactly do we do that? Looks around. He's like, well, huh. He looks up this tall metal tower. I've got a really bad fucking idea. And so, as they start looking up at the same time, Kim goes, we could just climb, build a post up there, keep an eye. Okay, and how do we come down? Well, I've got a climbing kit. I got plenty of gear to scale a mountain. And this at least got handholds. It's got cross beams, bars. It'll probably hold our weight, no problem. Okay, what if we have to go to the bathroom? Ship rules, you go over the side. Okay. All right. So it's a dumb idea. You're right there, but I don't see a better one. We'll probably keep a better view of the robot from up here, and that'll tell us where they are. Because, yeah, coalition states, they're not going to abandon something like that. Giant robot. That shit costs them millions. All right. We need to get to climbing. So I'm going to require this. And what I'm going to do here is a dramatic task. This is not an easy climb at all. And so because of that, I'm going to deal them action cards. They have to get, I'm going to say this is a difficult one with two of them. They're going to need to get four tokens per round, three rounds, so they need to get 12 tokens total. And this is for them to climb to the top, set up an outpost, and also ensure that they can connect to the radio from up here. So. All right, let's start off with Yakim. His first action card is the Eight of Spades. Tawny's is the 5. She has the quick edge. Another 5. Quick edge to the 10. Now, just to make sure that I'm reading this right. Dramatic tasks. Dramatic tasks, where are you? Not on this page. Because we are looking for dramatic tasks to find out, is it a club or a spade that gives you the issue? And 22. Complications. The character's action card is a club. So poor Keith here. She looks at this. And she kind of starts running her hands along the girder. She goes, I'm not so sure about this, but okay. So she's got a D10 in her athletics to start climbing. It's a -2 as she starts off with a complication. Oh, shit. Okay. What is the... Let's see. Complications. Attempts to resolve it or support it made a negative 2. Yeah, she is going to choose not to roll on her turn. She just kind of like reaches one hand up, grabs on and starts shaking, and suddenly the bar in front of her just poof, pops out of her hand. She goes, oh, that's... Fuck, I could have... That's not a good start. And Yukim just goes, oh, stop fucking around. Come on, let's get up there. Sooner the better. He's going to take his athletics check. 2 and a 2. I'm going to throw a burn die on it. With 5, that juicer augmentation suddenly kicks in. He just, all right. Hoists himself up and begins to climb. So that is one successful task, and we need 12. That does not bode well. So next card. Oh, a joker! And the 9. So first things first. Benny and more Bennies. Now we can actually give one to good old Keith. So Yukim catches himself on a good wind, gets a +2 to this roll. He's going to try to climb even higher. They both blow up. It's a 15, 19 total. So that is what, just make sure. Only 6. Yep. Sorry, I'm making sure that I'm doing a fair amount. 1 success per turn, and set the number of rounds 3 to 5. So 15 is actually pretty hard. Or not 15, 12. So we're going to cut that down. We're going to say 8. Because I'm reading it now. Yeah. Might be challenging. Complications, death traps. Performing the tasks. Get a task token for each success and raise. Okay. So, Yukim, with, what was that? 15, 17 total. 17 total out of all the raises. Why am I looking at that page? That page doesn't help me. Why am I having a hard time doing math? That's actually 4 raises. That's what that is. 4 raises. Plus the 1. So they now have 5 successes right off the bat. Keith looks at this and just, all right, starts climbing. That blows up. 10, 16. See, this is why I had no problem assigning 12, which we're going to keep. I'm going to not doubt myself so much in the future because we've got a juicer and a crazy climbing and using athletics. That's not surprising. That would be pretty damn good at this. So we're now at 9 success tokens. We really only need 3 more, but we're down to the last round. Well over halfway up, the swaying of the entire thing just starts causing a little bit of a vertigo approach to anyone else. And the handholds become fewer and fewer. And as they get towards the top, I'm reshuffling now because he got the Joker. Behind him is a long hauling cable that he is pulling up. Survival pack just behind him too. You get to the Ace of Spades and the 7 of Diamonds. So no clubs there. Keem decides he wants to get all the way up. His 8 blows up to a 15. That is 3 more. They are now at their... Is that 5? Yeah, they're at 12. So Tawny still has to... Keef still has to climb. And if she gets a critical failure on this, she could take one away. That's a 7. They're good. as these two begin to make almost a competition out of it. The heady heights in front of them just begins to pull their attention in every direction, but they don't seem at all fazed by it. Yakim starts to slow down time. His eyes glance around. He sees a horsefly that just seems to be moving through molasses. But as he looks over, he sees Keith, and she is almost maintaining a similar pace. He decides to kind of pour on the speed a little bit, leaping up, pulling himself with his forearms to almost catch himself with a like a forehand grasp, and then puts his feet underneath him. His boots start catching something else, and instead of using the handholds, he is now almost leaping girder to girder. And then there's almost a giggle, a little bit of a laughter, as he looks backwards and down over his right shoulder, and Keith, she is almost somersaulting her way up. One hand is catching and bringing her up, and then she leaps forward and her foot catches it like an acrobat. He realizes, one, that she is keeping his same pace, that as the juice is pouring in, she seems to be enjoying this too. And with almost like a childish glee, the two of them have a small competition going to see who gets to the top. Leap after leap, the metal up here feels thinner. The air itself almost seems a little bit cooler, but it just adds to the fuel, the excitement, as they keep going up towards this platform in which there's just the radio transmitters in all directions. Eventually, Yakim, with one final pull, leaps forward, propelling himself upwards, and lands on the platform, his stomach kind of rolling, and he just rolls onto his back, laughing and kind of catching the sight of the sky, a little bit of perspiration on his brow, as suddenly, with just a leap forward and a acrobat's grace, Keith kind of comes up on the other side. Oh, I can really see why Tani thought you were pretty impressive. He goes, you two aren't no slouches either. That was fun. Been a while since I've done something like that. She goes, that was stupid. And then when he kind of glances over, still laughing, and then she just, biggest, broadest grin, she goes, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, now we're going to get down. She goes, oh, we didn't think of that part? And the two of them start peeling off into laughter. As the two of them spend, let's see, as the night begins to draw, it gets chilly up here first. The two of them, let's see, we will say one. That is the end of the scene. So chaos factor of six. They, let's say they have control over that situation, even though the outcome and the expectations from Julian aren't that great. We're going to bring it down to a five. So we do a fate, or yep, it's above. So scene progresses. So let's see. Are the coalition going to move today? I'm going to say it's very unlikely. 34, yeah. They do not, and as the two of them just kind of watch and observe from up here, tiny little specks, the coalition troops settle in. All right, let's see here. It's going to take... All right. It's going to take 5 days for the JAL to acquire a force to get up here. All right, so they've got to keep 5 days worth of watch. Okay. Well, they don't know this, of course. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a little bit with the encounter rules built into Rifts. Instead of rolling the same five rolls for 5 days as they try to watch, I'm going to draw. And here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to draw 5 days worth of cards, so one card per day. on a face card, something happens. On a club or a spade, the coalition is on the move. So, first card is the Ace of Clubs. So, on day two, the coalition starts moving. Day three, nothing. Day four, nothing. Day five, nothing. All right. Well, that was self-fulfilling prophecy. As day two begins to open, Yakim, hey. Hey, Keith, get up. Wake up. We got some. And from here, they can see that the lights begin to shine on the giant enforcer robot. Its skeletal head, the skull itself, begins to glow. The red lights start coming on behind its eyes, and spotlights all around it begin to activate. The heavy form begins to... as the pilots begin to activate and power on the entire thing. And from up here, Yakim, trying to peer through. I'm going to give him a negative 2 on this for his notice roll. It's a 9 minus 2, it's a 7. So he does see, he's like, hey, no, I got movement down there. Shit, looks like they're starting to pack up. All right. Fuck. Let's see. Now, I'm going to ask, this is likely the coalition about to move forward. That is 71. No. Oh, I think I know what this is. I'm going to ask this one. I'm going to say it's likely. Is the coalition aware that there is a force on the way? 20. The coalition, the recon and force, is now aware that somebody is on the move. Nakim sees this. He goes, they're not preparing to go. They're preparing to stay and fight. Fuck, I don't know what to do. We gotta radio this. As Nakim goes to radio, we'll ask this question. 50-50. Is the crystal still holding, making this radio actually operational? 24. Hello, this is JA Actual, or this is JAL Transmit. Name and call, or name and repeat signal. Yakim, Baker Bravo. Urgent message for Julian. And what is your message? Coalition forces settling in. Let me know you're on the way. Waiting response. All right. Received. We will relay to him with due haste. And then suddenly there is a... Hey, give me that. Hey, son. Oh, shit. Hey, Julian. All right. What do you see? You got a recon and force out here. They're pretty well dug in, though. Not much in the way of civilization or anything around, so collateral will be minimal, but... They do have, the enforcer, a small dog pack, size stalkers, but play Skelebots. All right, good job, son. Now we've got a small force on the way. Should be able to mop that up, no problem. He goes, Julian, you need to hear me. There's a UAR-1. It's embedding itself right now, setting up for... Maybe not necessarily an ambush, but you guys need to be aware of that. They know you're on the way as well. And it's going to be a good day to fight, isn't it, son? You stay put. Make sure that you are locked and loaded. We're going to need you out there, Yakim. He goes, all right. I'm ready when you are, General. He goes, good boy. We'll be out there soon enough, son. Don't worry. He goes, fuck. Alright. Oh, I don't even know how to approach this. He goes, well, We can either set traps, we can go and sabotage. He goes, yeah. They were just asking for me to hold tight, though. Yeah, but holding tight doesn't necessarily mean being unprepared. Yeah. Alright. Alright, that's a good point. Let's take in stock. Inventory, what we got? We got two grenades, my rifle, your flaming sword. You got a pistol or shotgun or something? It's like, yeah, I've got a gun. Alright. Well, we set up some sniping posts. We could try to catch some crossfire. Maybe we could bring down Officer 2 if we can get those pilots before they actually get into the suit. She goes, do you think they're going to come out? Well, UER-1's got water and supplies for a few days, but truth is, you're not going to stay in there. They're probably just setting it up so that way they can get some good immediate response, get it into a good spot so if the fight starts, they can get into it quickly. You know, if we could take those pilots out, those things aren't easy to pilot. They don't have any replacements. She goes, so we're going to assassinate two people? No, not at all. Assassination is to use political power. This is military. We're going to murder two people. Oh, well, thank you for the clarification. So, as the two of them start kind of getting ready for what could be a pretty big fight, we're going to end there tonight. I think based on all that, let's see what kind of note-taking and upkeep do I need to do. We need to take a look at the list, which I don't even know where I put. Where did I put that list? First things first, given the fact that all that happened, Chaos Factor is definitely going up to a 6. Fix the radio is done. We found the CS, but now we need to hold the CS. Security Patrol, we can rename this to hold the CS. Okay. I don't need to put down the murdering as an additional thread. That is kind of implied. But as we watch as our kind of two heroes here start preparing, there's just this moment where as Joachim looks up, he can still see the outline of a burning through door to the fort going into to Newtown. And as he just kind of blinks his eyes away, he's now back in that white room. And he turns back towards the doctor, or whoever the nurse practitioner was. He goes, you need to explain what the fuck you mean by they're not already dead. She goes, oh no, they died. But they're coming back. Fuck you mean they're coming back? I don't think you understand me yet. They're all coming back. Every one of you that has died under the Prometheus treatment is coming back to life. And somebody, something out there controls them. And that's where we're going to end for tonight. So thank you for listening to those couple extra seconds. As apparently I lied to you when I said I was going to end there. But I thought adding in the little bit of extra about the Juicer Uprising, that's always fun. I hope you all have wonderful evenings, and I'll talk to you next time.
Please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/dyingsai. Gain early access to episodes, access to our Discord, and just generally help support the show. This game references the Savage Worlds game system, available at Pinnacle Entertainment Group at www.peginc.com. It is unofficial media content permitted under the Media Network Content Agreement. This content is not managed, approved, or endorsed by Pinnacle Entertainment Group. Certain portions of the materials used are the intellectual properties of Pinnacle, and all rights are reserved. Savage Worlds, all related settings and unique characters, locations and characters, logos, and trademarks are copyrights of Pinnacle Entertainment Group.